How do you balance everything in your life and stay on track with God? Join Gloria Copeland on The Believer's Voice of Victory and learn what you need to do to stay focused and go in the right direction. Now, here's Gloria.
The uncompromisingly righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, long-lived, stately, upright, useful, and fruitful. They shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon, majestic, stable, durable, incorruptible. Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. Growing in grace, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap. Are you full of sap? They shall be full of sap, of spiritual vitality, glory to God, rich in the verdure of trust and love and contentment. Here's what we're supposed to be, church. This is what we're supposed to be. This is what the world around us ought to be seeing. They are living memorials. Have you ever thought about yourself being a living memorial? I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. You should be a living memorial. Every time they see a Christian, they ought to see a living memorial. They ought to be amazed. Look at her. She's 130. She's still driving her car. They are a living memorial to show that the Lord is upright and faithful to His promises. Every time your neighbors see you, knowing that you're a Christian, turned on Christian, dedicated Christian, they ought to see victory. Amen. They ought to see abundance and blessing. They are living memorials to show the Lord is upright and faithful to His promises. He is the rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Hallelujah. They ought to see nothing but good. And if we were living scripturally, that's what it'd be. Because there's no doubt about it, we've been redeemed from the curse. And there's no doubt about it that every bad thing that's not even listed in that curse is under the curse. Thank God. Hallelujah. So what's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. It's our thinking. You got to have your mind renewed to the Word of God. See, I really believe this stuff. I don't just say it when I preach. I really believe it. I believe I'm going to live long and live strong. I believe it. I believe the Word of God. I believe by His stripes I was healed. So when a symptom comes my way, I don't receive it. I say, no, you don't. You're not coming on me. I'm healed. Jesus Himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. Now, how do you maintain that? Steady diet of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And if you want to live abnormally good, you got to stay in that Word. You ought to read the Word every day. You say, well, I don't have time. Well, do you have time to get your problems straightened out? Do you have time to when you can't pay your bills, do you have time to go do something about it? You need to get in the Word, and you wouldn't have to waste your time on junk. On things that are under the curse. Amen? We can live a supernatural life. After all, we're born again. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be filled. Because that's power. Nobody. Let's just have a show of hands. How many of you that are filled with the Spirit, with speaking in other tongues, and you can truthfully say that you never did accomplish much spiritually until after you were filled with the Spirit? Look at that. Why? Because that's power. He shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon him. Now, Ken and I were Christians for a good long while before we received the Holy Spirit. But we didn't have much victory. We didn't have victory in our lives. If we'd have died, we'd have gone to heaven. And sometimes we wanted to go right away, but it didn't work out. But we didn't have victory in our lives because until we found out faith, about faith, and it was a specific time, we heard the Word about faith, and we began to operate in it, and things began to change. And then that changed our outer lives. We weren't just changed on the inside, but our lives began to change when we heard the Word of God. And then we were taught by Brother Hagin to stay in the Word of God. You know, you have to stay in it. It's not just something you learn one time and you just drop it. No, we feed on the Word of God. So we keep our faith strong. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word. And you can't maintain faith without the Word. When you go home, if you get busy and you quit reading the Scripture and you quit listening to CDs and so on and quit feeding your spirit, you'll begin to drift back. The Bible calls it drifting. People let things drift because they don't contend for the Word of God. So don't do that. Get up early. It won't hurt you to get up early. You'll get used to it. Get up early and read the Word before you go to work. Find a good church. Listen, I only know how to tell you the truth about this. It is not enough to just go to church. You have to go to church where they preach the Word. Yeah, but my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, they went to this church. Well, yeah, look at them. Do you want to be like your mother, your great-grandmother? Or do you want to walk in victory? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You find a church that preaches you the Word of God. And if you go to church and you go home and you don't feel like you got anything, go look somewhere else. Somebody might say, well, I don't think you ought to say that. People might quit going to my church. Well, listen, if you're not feeding your people, they ought to quit going to your church. Get yourself turned on and feed the people. Amen? This is a supernatural way of life. And we can't live like normal. We are not normal people. Other people know that about us, but I'm telling you, we're not normal people. We're faith people. We're Word people. We're connected. We're born again. We are born again. We are new on the inside. We are, most of us, and if not all of us, you should be all filled with the Holy Ghost. So I'm just going to say, we are born again and we've been filled with the Spirit of God. You say, well, I don't know if that makes all that much difference. Well, then you haven't tried it yet. It was so different after we were filled with the Spirit. We never did do much growing spiritually until after we received the Holy Spirit. And then that was just the next step. The next step was then for things to happen out here in the world, in our outer lives, in our finances, in our needs, in our healing of our body and so on, we had to find out what the Word said. We had to find out what the Word said. We had to be taught. We had to learn how faith works. I would think, looking back at my life, if I'd never heard anybody teach on faith, I'd probably still be reading my Bible. But I don't know that I'd know how to lay hold of things. Brother Hagin, for instance, was taught faith. He learned faith. I mean, he was healed as a boy, and he learned faith. And it might take you a lifetime to learn what you could learn from somebody that's already experienced. You know, we learned from him within a year. We learned a lot that changed our lives. I mean, just a year, just 9 months or a year. I'm telling you, just the first few seminars we went to, it started turning things around for us. We started laying hold of our finances. We knew how to believe God. And we started receiving and saying. That's another good point, isn't it? What are you saying? This is the biggest thing in faith. First of all, you got to put the Word in your eyes and your ears so that it gets down in your heart and it makes faith. But then it's got to be in your mouth. What are you saying? Whatever you're saying, we learn according to the Word of God that we can have what we say. We get what we say. What you can, not just what you say at church, what you continually say with your mouth is coming out of your heart. And if you're having trouble saying the right thing, you got a heart problem and a mouth problem. But the heart problem's got to be fixed before the mouth problem's fixed. Because out of the abundance of your heart. Like if you're listening to bad news most of the time and you're going to church on Sunday, and even if you hear some good news, that bad news is going to be in there in abundance. That's why you have to take hold yourself. And you have to get up in the morning or at night. It's better in the morning, I think, because at night, you know, you're tired and you can talk yourself out of it so easy. Get up in the morning. Spend some time praying and spend some time in the Word. Amen. The Lord told me one time in my life to take an hour, get up an hour earlier and pray. So I did that. It was a long time ago. I mean, John was a teenager, and he was a wild teenager. And he was probably the biggest problem I had. And I was concerned the child would never grow up to get straightened out. And so I was bothered about him. I was worried about him. And I had this come to me. Get up an hour earlier every morning and pray. See, John drove me to prayer. That was way back there. And so I started getting up an hour earlier to pray because of John. And did you know that changed my life? And you know, I still do it. I couldn't quit. After I started it, I didn't want to quit. I couldn't quit. It changed me. It changed my life. It did something for me. I wouldn't dare quit now. Glory to God. How many situations have we prevented even by prayer? And what it did was it caused me to get my mind on the Lord, look into Him, and then of course we learn to spend time in the Word every day. Say, well, I just don't have time. Well, I'll tell you how to get time. How many of you need more time? Turn your TV off. It's just as easy as that. Just unplug the TV and you'll have 4 or 5 extra hours a day. Is that necessary? No, you could get up earlier and still watch TV if you wanted to. I think we live in dangerous days. I think Jesus is coming soon. And I think if He doesn't come, we're going soon. You know, just how many more years are there? I don't know. But we ought to make the most of what we've got right here. Create a lifestyle of walking by faith, living in the Word of God, feeding yourself. You cannot live on what you get at church. No matter how good your church is, unless you go there every day, it's not enough. You got to learn how to eat yourself. Feed yourself. That's an adult Christian. An adult Christian can feed himself. Glory to God. Amen. And does. And you're that way your faith stays strong. You get it's important to have teachers. Oh my, we learned it saved us years of who knows how many years it saved us by being under Brother Hagin's ministry, because he had been in the ministry a lot of years at that time. And he knew some things that would take us some years to learn ourselves. So we got under his ministry. He taught us. And we grew quickly, and we're still growing. If you're to the place where you're not growing, you're not paying attention. Attend to my words, the scripture says. Let your heart keep my commandments. See, that's what's tied together. Attend to the word. Keep that word going in your eyes and your ears, and it gets down in your heart where it talks to you. And then when you learn, like we all have learned, you do what the Word says, to obey the Word. It's not just a sermon. It's God talking to me. I mean, I get corrected all the time in the Word. And so that helps me stay in straight, and it helps me walk that, you know, straight and narrow and stay in fellowship and not quit and not give up and not get in unbelief. I would not try to live without the Word. I would not try to live without talking to God every day. I said, well, I just don't have time. Well, you're too busy. You just get yourself up. I mean, I used to have to, you know, I had more to do back earlier of children and so on. And I used to just have to get up early. I tell you, I remember when I got, the Lord told me to pray an hour a day. And I'd never been a, you know, I'd prayed, but not for very long. And I was impressed to pray. Actually, at first, I was impressed to pray in tongues an hour a day. And I remember right where we were, right where we lived, right what it was like. It was wintertime. It was cold. I'd wake up in the morning, and it'd be time for me to get up. Oh, man, I didn't want to get up. Not today. No, I'm cold. It's dark. It's wintertime. Dark. But somehow the Lord helped me. And I kept at it till it became a habit. I still do it. But now it's no problem. I mean, I'm used to that. You know what's important? It's for you to listen to God. He'll tell you exactly what you need to do. I'd say that was one of the most important things that the Lord's ever taught me that probably has changed my life more than anything else down here in this natural realm. Is getting up and praying every day. For some years, I just prayed in the Spirit every day. Now I pray in English with my understanding in the Spirit. I still pray an hour a day. But it was so important. Now, you might not need to do that, but I know it changed my life. It helped me. It shored me up. It strengthened me. And you know what? It became a habit. You know, you can create good habits. I wouldn't know how to act if I slept and didn't get up every day and pray. I'm just encouraging you to obey God. Amen. Whatever you get in your heart to do. You know, you might get in your heart to go do something, to go to a certain church or to go to meetings or to pray a certain way or to do whatever. And the key is that you obey God. Amen. You know the devil. Is not going to tell you to get up and pray an hour a day. The devil's not going to tell you to do good things. So where's that coming from? Those directions, that's coming from the Lord. Is that important? Absolutely. He's trying to get us into victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hallelujah. Spend time in the Word every day. Pray. You know, what if you just, if the Lord tells you to pray 10 minutes a day, pray 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. The important thing is that we do what He says. And I can look back at my life, having walked in this for a good long while, and I can tell you that everything the Lord ever impressed me to do toward Him paid great dividends. Amen. And I would no more change those things now. I wouldn't change it for anything. Hallelujah. Now, I'm talking about long life. I don't know how I got over on that. But anyway, even through old age, He said, I am He. Even to a hair white with age, I will carry you. I have made you. I will bear you. Yes, I will carry you and save you. Some of you may be getting older, as Ken and I are getting older. And everybody's getting older. But I mean, you might be in fear for the care of your life. Who's going to take care of me? Maybe you don't have anybody you feel like can see to you, take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. And what's more, if you'll ask Him, He'll send somebody to help you. You know, if you're older and you feel like you need some help and you can't, you don't know what you're going to do or how, who's going to help you do this or do that, the Lord will send you help. Amen. But what is the most important thing for any of us at any age? That we spend time with the Lord, that we listen to what He says to us. He might give you direction to move here, move there. He might have something planned for you at another place. But church, we are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is on the inside of us. Living in us, directing us. Follow the unction of your Spirit. That's another key thing that we learned from Brother Hagin, was to follow what you get in your heart. Do I always know whether it's from God or not? No, if I don't know, if I have something, I think, well, I don't know if that's the Lord or not, then I'll just let it incubate in there a little while till I know. What do you want? And you know, that's called the inner witness. Most of the time we're led not by signs and wonders, but we're led by the Word of God. Amen. And we're led by that inward witness. Just an unction. You should do this. Now, I've learned in my life, I lean toward, if I get something to do and I don't know for sure if it was the Lord or not, I'll probably do it anyway if it's good and scriptural, you know, because I want to be sure I'm obeying God. So pray in the Spirit, stay in the Word yourself. You can't get all you need at church. You've got to spend time in the Word. Get up early, spend time in the Word. Pray in the Spirit, pray with your understanding, listen to your heart, expect to be led by the Spirit. God wants us to walk in victory. He's got a way for us to walk in victory. But we have to pay attention to Him. Attend to my words, it says in Proverbs. Consent and submit to my sayings. And I just would encourage myself and all of us to just be sure we're paying attention, giving God something to work with. You cannot walk in victory without spending time with the Lord. There's too much trash, too much junk, too many things out there surrounding us, too much trouble in the world. We've got to stay in contact. Amen? Glory to God. And staying in contact will help you live long and live strong. It'll keep you going in the right direction.
For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Order your copy of your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $19.99. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This product is a Lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearsons. Now, in these messages that you and I are listening to, we're learning about how to move our lives into the right direction. But to do that, there is a critical first step, and that is making Jesus the Lord of your life, accepting Him as your Savior, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. And like my grandmother Gloria Copeland said, you can live a supernatural life, but it begins right there. And if you've never made Jesus your Lord, I want you to pray with me right now. Say this: "So God in heaven, I believe in your Son Jesus. And I ask you to forgive me of my sins, cleanse me of my past, make me new again. Jesus, be my Lord. I believe in you. You died for me, you rose for me, and you live for me. Now fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen." Now listen, if you prayed that prayer with me today, then you need to know that KCM rejoices with you. And even more than that, all of heaven rejoices with you. And we've got something that we would like to send to you absolutely free. All you have to do is let us know you want it. It's a book called He Did It all for you. And with that is a little brochure called How to Study the Bible. These two little things right here will set you on the path of beginning to walk in that supernatural lifestyle, walking by faith, living in the Word of God. You need to get into the Word. You need to read it every day. This is God speaking to you. Don't ever say that God doesn't speak to you. He is speaking to you through His Word. So make sure you request this today. We want to get it to you. Also want to let you know about the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. God has a plan for your life, and it includes every area of your life, including the finances and how you live your life and the condition that you live in financially. Make sure you get a hold of these kinds of things, because this is just a tool of study, getting into the Word, finding out what the Word of God says about it, what the Word says about living free from debt. Do you know God's Word says some things about that? So make sure you get a hold of these things. Order yours today. It's going to be a huge blessing in your life. Make sure you join us next week for Palm Sunday and every Sunday on the Believer's Voice of Victory. These broadcasts, I'm telling you from experience growing up watching these things, when you get these kinds of truths in your eyes, in your ears, and they begin to come out of your mouth, that's the Word of God beginning to affect every single area of your life. God is so good, and He loves you so much. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God does love you, and we love you. And like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life in Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org. A book, He Did It All For You, and a brochure on how to study your Bible. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, celebrating 35 years in Canada, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Event Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Join Kenneth Copeland for the Venezuela Victory Campaign in Maracaibo, Estado de Zulia, Venezuela, August 26th and 27th. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher invite you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in New Jersey, September 16th and 17th at the Meadowlands Exposition Center. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org.